In this video, we look more closely at creation, fall, redemption, and marriage. This four-part biblical framework helps wedding officiants avoid two mistakes. The first mistake is sentimental optimism. This says they love each other so everything will work out. Love matters, but romantic affection alone cannot carry the full weight of marriage. The second mistake is cynical realism. This says, marriage is hard, people are broken, and most couples will struggle anyway. That recognizes part of the truth, but it forgets creation goodness and redemption hope. The Bible gives us a better framework. Creation tells us that marriage is good. God created male and female in His image. God declared creation good. Genesis 2 shows the woman brought to the man, and the man rejoices. Marriage is not a concession to sin. Marriage is part of God's good created order. The one flesh union of husband and wife is not merely biological, emotional, legal, or social. It is a many-sided created reality ordered under God. This matters for the officiant. When a bride and groom stand before God, they are not entering a human invention. They are entering a creation ordinance. Fall tells us that marriage is wounded. Sin does not destroy the goodness of marriage, but it distorts it. After the fall, the man blames the woman. Shame enters the body. Fear enters the relationship. Power becomes disordered. Desire becomes confused. Family systems carry wounds across generations. A wedding officiant should not assume that a beautiful ceremony means a mature marriage. A couple may smile in pictures while avoiding conflict, carrying family trauma, hiding spiritual confusion, or misunderstanding covenant. This is not a reason to become suspicious of every couple. It is a reason to become wise. Redemption tells us that marriage can be healed under Christ. The gospel does not make marriage automatic or easy, but Christ gives a new center. In Christ, a husband is not called to domination, but to sacrificial love. A wife is not called to self-erasure, but to faithful strength under Christ. Both are called to humility, forgiveness, truth, holiness, and love. Organic male and organic female reality must be received under Christ, not under cultural caricature. Biblical masculinity is not harsh control. Biblical femininity is not fearful silence. Marriage redemption means both husband and wife are formed by Christ. New creation tells us that marriage points beyond itself. Jesus teaches that in the resurrection, marriage as we know it will not continue in the same way. Revelation points us to the wedding supper of the Lamb. This means earthly marriage is meaningful, but not ultimate. It is sacred, but not an idol. It is good, but it points beyond itself to Christ. This helps officiants speak with balance. We do not worship marriage. We do not reduce marriage to romance. We do not treat the wedding day as ultimate. We witness to marriage as a covenant gift from God that points beyond itself to the Lord. A ministry sciences observation helps here. In wedding preparation, listen for which part of the story is missing. Some couples celebrate creation goodness, but ignore sin. Some focus on brokenness, but lack hope. Some want Christian symbols, but do not understand redemption. Some idolize marriage and forget new creation. The wise officiant gently brings the whole story back into view. Creation, marriage, is good. Fall marriage is wounded. Redemption marriage needs Christ. New creation marriage points to the final hope of God's kingdom. This framework keeps wedding ministry biblical, realistic, hopeful, and Christ-centered.